Ken Cowell is the radio play-by-play voice of the Detroit Red Wings, and he's on the other end of our line. Ken, how are you?
Doing good today, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Great to hear your voice. One of the greatest players in Detroit Red Wings history announced his retirement. Tell us about that story.
Well, it was kind of a sad day at the Joe Louis Arena, but on the other hand, it was nice to see Nick, you know, retire and have the career that he had. And boy, I'll tell you what, there were some tears, moments of joy. It was mixed emotions, I guess, Tony, yesterday at Joe Louis Arena. But you know, guys like Nicklas Lidström, they're like Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe, Bobby Orr. They come around once every 75 and 100 years. So, you know, we're lucky to have him here in Detroit for as many years as he played here.
All right. Tell us the highlights of what you saw yesterday at the announcement at the press conference.
Just all the, you know, just talking with all the media people there, I think. And everybody had the same opinion of Nicklas Lidström, class guy, able to compete at a high level each and every game, consistent. He was a master of that, and, you know, just to be able to, you know, share in his announcement was, I think, terrific.
What made him so great?
He played at a consistent level, a high level, each and every time he stepped out on the ice. And that's one of the reasons why he said he was going to retire. He can still play, and I still think he could be one of the best defensemen in the National Hockey League. But, you know, he always wanted to play at that high level, and he just couldn't get motivated to do that in the offseason, and therefore, he announced his retirement. But, you know, I'll always remember him as being the guy, the go-to guy out there. And really, as great as Steve Yzerman was, you know, and he was a terrific hockey player, played his whole career in Detroit as well, I think the guy that really was the rock back there was Nicklas Lidström. They built their team around him.
Talk about his style of play and why he was so good.
Well, there's a lot of defensemen in the National Hockey League that are either good offensively or defensively, but Nick was a master of both. I mean, he was a cerebral player out there, very smart. He was always one or two steps ahead of the opponent. And when the game changed with the rule changes, everyone thought that, you know, Nick's game, he wouldn't be able to, you know, keep up with the game. But, you know, instead, I think he got better. But, you know, he was always one of those guys that gave you a consistent effort each time he stepped out on the ice.
All right, where does he rank any all-time greats as far as Detroit Red Wings are concerned?
Well, I had the opportunity to see Gordie Howe play late in his career, and I still think Gordie Howe is the greatest Red Wing of all time. And the reason why I say that is because, I mean, he could do it all. You know, he could handle himself on the ice. He was a good offensive hockey player. He was physical. I mean, he had it all. But I think Nicklas Lidström ranks second as all-time players, and it's close with Steve Yzerman. Yzerman was a great hockey player too, but I would say Nicklas Lidström is second, and you know, Steve Yzerman third, and then Terry Sawchuk to me would be fourth.
All right, the Detroit Red Wings have had successful regular seasons, but have had recent challenges in trying to do more damage in the playoffs. And now that they're losing one of their leaders, one of their captains, one of their best players, where do they go from here?
Well, that's a good question, Tony. And, you know, you talk to everybody and they'll say you can never replace a great player like Nicklas Lidström. So there's a big hole back there on the Red Wing blue line. Now, with that said, I think Ken Holland did a really good job in knowing that this day was going to come. He's got money in the coffers to go out in free agency and try to pluck a few of those free agents out there. I think one of the targets is Ryan Suter. Don't know if he's going to re-sign with Nashville. The Red Wings are hoping that he doesn't, and they get the opportunity to make a pitch for him. But I think they have to you know, just steady that blue line and try to add some more players to that blue line core. And, you know, offensively, I think they're still good with Datsyuk and Zetterberg and, you know, Todd Bertuzzi, I think, at times show that he can still play. And, you know, they've got some good forwards, Valtteri Filppula. So I just think the key right now is to kind of bolster that blue line up, and that's hard to do without a Nicklas Lidström.
Are we going to see a new arena for the Detroit Red Wings in downtown Detroit anytime soon?
I don't know about that. I just know that it'd be nice to have an arena in downtown Detroit, so we just got our fingers crossed.
I know, you know, as the radio guy, you have an opinion, but I want you to step outside of that now as a Detroiter and tell me what you think about the Red Wings and their popularity and where it stands and why it's been so strong.
Well, you look at Nicklas Lidström, that's number one. I mean, I looked at all the all-time greats, Howe and Yzerman, and they've missed the playoffs in their career, but, you know, that hasn't been done with Nicklas Lidström. He's made the playoffs for, 21 straight years. And, that's a big hole right now. So I just think that, the management staff has been able to, when there have been obstacles thrown in the way, they've been able to come away and do the right things. And I have complete confidence in Ken Holland that even though you lose a player like Nicklas Lidström, they can, retool, regroup, and they certainly have the resources to do it as far as money goes. So I just think that management plays in ownership plays a key role in making this team successful year in and year out.
Mike Ilitch, the owner of the Wings, as well as the Detroit Tigers, doesn't do a lot of media. Give us some insight on Mr. Ilitch.
Well, I don't really have a lot of interaction with Mr. Ilitch. Of course, I interviewed with him for the position that I have, and, I see him maybe once or twice a year. It was good to see him yesterday. But, he's the kind of guy that lets you do your own thing, and, he hires you, he signs players, and he expects you to go out and do your best and perform at your best. And, he's not a hands-on type owner where, he's always micromanaging. That's not his style, but, he allows his staff that he hires to take care of business. And if there are problems, he talks with his manager. So, he's been outstanding, I think, in owning the Detroit Red Wings, taking over in the early 80s and now at the Detroit Tigers. And, everyone seems like they like playing for him, and why not? He's a good man, and, he's a good owner.
All right, Ken, what do you do over the break when season's over?
Well, a lot of people think that we just, put the flip-flops on and suntan, but get out on the lake, but that's not it. We're really busy, me personally, I'm doing a lot of community relations work. We're getting ready for the Winter Classic, which is coming up on January the 1st. There's a lot of planning going on for that, a lot of events coming up. So we're all excited about that and getting ready for another season.
All right, Ken, I need you to bone up on your trivia, too, because I hate to see you taking such a beating like you do during the season with that hockey trivia.
Well, you're right about that, and Paul always seems to slip one by me. Actually, slips a lot by me. But you're right. I have to get a little bit better at that trivia.
All right, Ken Kahl is the radio play-by-play voice for the Detroit Red Wings. Ken, it's great to hear your voice. Thank you so much.
All right, Tony. Thanks. Always a pleasure.